HWN has been active for 156 landfalling hurricanes, including 60 major hurricanes, Category 3 or stronger. Of those, 12 struck as Category 5 hurricanes. The net's longest continuous activation occurred during Hurricane Matthew in 2016, when operators remained on the air for 151 hours straight. Among the deadliest storms ever recorded by the net was Hurricane Mitch in 1998, which claimed more than 11,000 lives in Central America. HWN operates on 14.325 MHz and 7.268 MHz, often simultaneously, with net control stations strategically placed throughout the region to maximize coverage. The Hurricane Watch Net continues to serve the public interest by helping save lives during hurricanes. We are proud to carry forward the vision of our founder, Jerry Murphy, who passed earlier this year at the age of 88, said HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HHB. For more information about HWN or to get involved as a volunteer, visit www.hwn.org. ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, is the guest on the DX Mentored YouTube channel this week. The host of the popular show, Bill Sayers, AG8B, and Joe Pater, W8GEX, spoke with Minster at length about many topics of interest to ARRL members. They touched on the recent introduction of the DXCC Trident plaque, which honors amateur radio operators who have confirmed two-way radio contact with 100 or more DXCC award countries, entities, on three modes. Minster also talked about the newly announced 10-band DXCC award. The importance of radio clubs and 2026 being designated the ARRL Year of the Club was also a topic of discussion. Minster also answered questions about decisions made at the recent second meeting of the ARRL Board of Directors. Trio talked about this year's Huntsville Hamfest, which held its annual convention in Alabama earlier this month. Huntsville Hamfest will host the ARRL National Convention next year, August 22nd through the 23rd, 2026. Other topics of interest included the impact of social media on amateur radio and ARRL leadership and governance. Minster also talked about the ARRL DX Advisory Committee, the DXAC. You can watch the 2-hour interview on YouTube or listen to the DX Mentor podcast on your favorite platform.